A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear.
What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Sharde Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. So today, I want to highlight this really cool scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, and it reads, "But he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough. Always available regardless of the situation, for my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me. So I am well pleased with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, and with difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am truly able, truly powerful, truly drawing from God's strength." In other words, God is saying, let his strength be enough for you. You see, in this life, we know suffering is just going to be a part of it. There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. That's just the human experience. That is the earth that we dwell in. And a lot of times when we go through things, we naturally rely on our personal capabilities. What can I do with these two hands right here? How can I rob Peter to pay Paul? How can I get through this thing on my own? I don't need nobody, you know? Ain't nobody gonna do nothing for me. I could do it for myself. All of these different motions that we go through in life, our natural default button is to lean on our own strength. And I don't know about you, but I've learned in my life thus far that I can only do so much. My capabilities can only get me so far. Think of it like this. Have you ever been in a situation that wasn't serving you and you kept trying and trying and trying, regardless of what it is? And then one day you just gave up and you were like, I ain't doing this no more. I'm fed up. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how that is going to go. I don't even know where I'm sleeping tonight. But I know I'm not doing this anymore. And then everything works out. I mean, absolutely everything just works out. That is a reflection of allowing God's strength to work for you. So I remember there was a time I was living in Las Vegas for about a year. I had moved there from Columbus, Ohio, where I'm from, because the goal was to get closer to Los Angeles, and Vegas was a lot cheaper than Los Angeles. So that's my strength, right? That's within my willpower. I knew I needed to be in Los Angeles, but my strength said, hey, Las Vegas is a lot closer than Columbus, so let's go there. In doing so, I ended up commuting so much back and forth to Los Angeles. I started putting out more than I was getting back in. Ran up my credit cards. Could barely pay the cheap rent in Las Vegas. Oh, it's so funny. And when I look back on it, I'm like, I could have just went straight to Los Angeles and probably thrived, you know, a lot sooner, we should say. But my own strength tried to negotiate the outcome. And in doing so, I ended up putting out way more than I had. And so I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I just can't live like this anymore. This 4-hour commute, well, there and back would be 8-hour commute. could easily turn into significantly longer commute because of traffic. I can't do it anymore. I don't have any money anyway, and I don't want to be in Las Vegas. I would rather go back home to Columbus, Ohio than to keep doing what I'm doing right now. So I had this moment where I was like, you know what? I'm just, my lease is up. I'm gonna go ahead and pack up my car. We tried. Let's go back home, regroup, and let's try this again later. Maybe a day or so before I was gonna just drive back to Columbus, Ohio, I'm on the phone with one of my friends who just moved to Los Angeles. And she says, you know what? Why don't you just come to Los Angeles? Like, why don't you just come here before you go back? Why don't you just come here first? Stay a couple weeks and see what happens. I had no expectations at this point because I had let go of the whole idea. And since my car was already packed up and I was going to be driving anyway, I'm like, hey, let me go sleep on this air mattress. Moral of the story is, not only did I get to Los Angeles, but I had work already set up, and then more work was granted unto me, and I didn't have to leave. A door just opened up for me and everything worked out. And I truly believe it only worked out because in that particular time frame, I was relying on God's strength and not mine. Now, relying on God's strength isn't always the easiest thing to do because it's going to go against your whole moral compass when it comes to common sense. Common sense says you have no money, you know, just go home. Like you try, you know, common sense says to keep a level of structure around you where you know you'll be safe, where you know the outcome. But leaning in on God's strength is trusting the unknown outcome. But when we do that, oh, when we do that, great things happen. Grand doors open out of nowhere. Opportunities come to you. Life has a way of embracing you in a new kind of way. And what seemed impossible becomes possible. So today, my prayer for you is that you are able to allow God's strength to take over your life. That everything that feels impossible becomes possible. That every door that seems like it can never open for you becomes available unto you, but not because of your will, only because you allowed the will of God to be the throne over your life. I pray you see the hand of God in a mighty way today. So let go, let God, and may His strength be everything you need and so much more, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. You can follow me on socials at Paris Chardet, TikTok, A Great Life TV, or YouTube, A Great Life. Well, until next time, God bless. Don't stress.
It's Paris.
Peace. I'm super excited because I am finally introducing you to my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal. I created it for people who want to change their life, but simply don't know where to start. Here's the thing. The process is always the same. It just looks different based off where you are, what you know, and what you got. Get The Nightly Affirmation Journal on my website. You can get the physical copy, a digital download, or even the Kindle. Either way, start your reimagination transformation today because you deserve to live a great life. Peace.